Hey everyone, and welcome to our podcast, Our Ladies, Our Voice.
We are super excited to introduce to you the new Our Ladies podcast.
A group of us from Fortio will be producing a podcast once a month for you guys. We really hope you enjoy it as much as we do. Our Ladies, Our Voice will be full of information on a variety of topics. We hope to include plenty of information for students on how to study effectively, as well as discuss mental health and wellbeing during and after lockdown. We'd also love to interview some of your teachers.
And whatever topics you guys want to hear about. We want to hear from you. If you have anything you'd like to be discussed in our podcast, be sure to get in touch with us. Our email is ourladiesourvoice@olschool.ie.
Our podcast is aimed to help students, whether that be academically, socially or mentally.
And we want to encompass the OLS values, which are wellbeing, house, academic excellence and ethos. So in today's episode, we'll be talking about wellbeing and advice for students. Hope you enjoy it.
In this segment, Abby, Susie and Rachel will be discussing wellbeing and telling you all how we relax, rewind and rejuvenate.
Thanks, Aura. So Abby, I was just wondering, how do you relax or how do you spend your free time? What do you enjoy doing, especially during lockdown?
Yeah, well, you know, now that we're coming to the end of lockdown too, I feel like at the beginning, you know, back in March, I really started getting into walking, which I wouldn't really have done before, which is really, it gave me an opportunity to get some fresh air and, you know, really get outside and improve my physical, like, health. And it's just, I've really enjoyed it and I'm still doing it now, you know, even when it's getting colder. It's a really nice thing to do.
Yeah, that's great. I've really found that as well, that in the first lockdown in March, I started doing a lot of home workouts, which I'd never done before. I've done gymnastics since I was 5, but I never did really any other physical activity. And my brothers were doing it at home, and I thought, why not join in and just try it out? And there's actually a lot of really good YouTubers who have lots of different workouts you can do, such as Pamela Reef, Mad Fit, Chloe Ting, and they all have free workouts which are accessible to anyone on YouTube, and they cater for everyone's ability, which I think is great. And yeah, it's just been really relaxing to do and just helps your mental and physical health.
Yeah, definitely. I completely agree. I've been doing home workouts myself just to help deal with all the stress of like school and lockdown and all. I've been using Chloe Ting to help with the workouts. She caters for all different abilities and all, so I definitely recommend for anyone who wants to start.
Yeah, and like, you don't have to keep busy, you don't have to do, you know, even exercise. Like, there's loads of different things, like even the November knitathon that they're having in the school. That's like really good. I've been knitting away and it's really stress relieving as well.
Yeah, I completely agree. I used to do knitting when I was 10 in primary school and I haven't done it since, so it's been about 5 years. But I thought like this is a perfect opportunity to restart it again, especially during lockdown and stuff. And since the school are doing it for the Peter McRae Trust, and it's great to like help other people and just to get back into it. And I'm also doing it outside of school as well, just to relax. And I'm knitting my two aunties' scarves for Christmas, and it's very relaxing, and it's a cheap, inexpensive way to make a gift if you're struggling to like buy people presents or to think of like ideas. So yeah, obviously knitting isn't for everyone though.
But does anyone know of any places I can go to help me?
Yeah, there's actually a club on Fridays at lunch in Mr. Farrelly's room. And yeah, it's held by a few teachers who are really good at knitting, and they can help you improve your knitting skills and teach you from scratch, even if you don't know anything about knitting. And they're really helpful, and it's great to just talk to other people who are knitting as well, and just great sense of community and skill.
Great. I'll definitely have to show up on Friday then.
Yeah.
And the knitting is just, the November Knitathon is just such a good cause. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really nice to know that you're giving back, especially at Christmas. You just know you've helped someone else, made someone else's Christmas better.
Yeah.
I mean, that can feel really good yourself. Like, you know, even if it's just giving someone a compliment or, you know, chatting to your neighbour who lives alone, you know, you can really help improve someone's Christmas, because the holidays can be a tough time for a lot of people. So it can really be good if you do that.
Yeah, that's true. It just feels great to give back to people, I think, during this time, and it can just make yourself, you just feel a lot better and just help someone else.
And next up is Casey Ann, who's going to talk about her personal experience through secondary school so far. I'm going to talk about typical teenage issues and how having a condition can have an impact on these issues. Fitting in has been a major issue for me throughout my life. I have a condition called Asperger's syndrome, which means that my brain is wired differently from most people's. Asperger's is a form of autism. Asperger's can't be prevented as it's there since birth. My social skills need to be worked on. Humour and sarcasm are mysteries to me, and I find it difficult to understand other people's feelings. Some of my interests border on obsessive, and I may seem like an expert in certain subjects, which is very normal for people with Asperger's syndrome. Some of you may have heard me mention Doctor Who. My ears are also very sensitive compared to other people's, so I can't stand live rock music. Sensations such as wool are also a problem for me. It's too itchy. I wear a long-sleeved shirt to avoid the issue of the feeling of the itchy wool from the school jumpers. I may also seem to lack empathy, and it can take me a few hours to get used to new people. I used to be desperate to fit in, but I realised that trying to fit in and be like other people just made me unhappy. Thankfully, I have made some new friends. I think I speak for most people with Asperger's syndrome when I say that we desperately want to join in, we just don't know how. I'm not the only person you know with Asperger's or autism. According to the CDC, 17% of children between the ages of 3 and 17 years of age have some form of it. Statistically speaking, hi maths teachers, whether you know it or not, you probably know other people with Asperger's. So for today's episode, I would like our listeners to think about this issue and how you might include people with Asperger's by specifically inviting us into conversations, explaining the jokes we don't get, and pointing out when sarcasm is used if we take you literally. If you have any questions about autism or are worried about something to do with autism, feel free to ask and I will be sure to answer them in the next podcast. Email me at ourladiesourvoice@oldschool.ie. Thank you for listening.
Ayo, Agony Ann check.
Hi, and welcome to our Agony Ann segment.
Meet Auntie Annie. She's here to listen to all your problems and worries and to send you reassurance.
You can send your problems or worries to our email address, ourladiesourvoice@oldschool.ie. Only Miss Cassidy and Miss Ryan will have access to the email account, so your worries will be completely anonymous.
So I hear Auntie Annie has already begun her problem-solving mission. Listen here.
The problem. Dear Auntie Annie, I feel as if my friend and I are growing apart. I don't know how to approach her to discuss the problem, and I don't know how to solve this. Please help, concerned friend.
That must be so tough. Friendships are a hard thing, especially during these tough times. What does Auntie Annie have to say?
Dear concerned friend, don't be afraid to approach her. She's your friend and it's important to keep the lines of communication open. You can't solve her problem without talking about it. You never know, she might be feeling the same way and talking about it will help solve the rifts in your friendship.
Remember to always be aware, you never know what your friend may be going through at home, so always be mindful of this.
That's all we have for this week. If you have any topics that you would like us to discuss, you can email us at ourladiesourvoice@oldschool.ie. See you next time.